Hi, good evening. My name is Jesse. I'm calling you from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Do you have a few moments right now?
Sure. I just got in, but yes, I do have a minute.
All right. Hey, I really appreciate that. So I'll try to make this as quick as possible, okay? Am I speaking – oh, may I have your name first?
Patrick,
okay. Quinn, right? The last name?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So we're both on the same page here. Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, television?
Well, not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. And are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote?
I am.
All right. Thank you. And I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like, would you definitely?
Oh, okay. Definitely.
All right. And if you don't mind me asking, what's your age, sir?
54 years old.
Hey, man, that's wonderful there. Hopefully I can say the same thing one day. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
Well, I guess I identify on my voter registration as Caucasian.
Okay.
I do have mixed race, but I didn't know that until later.
No worries. Yes, sir. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I would say I'm registered Democrat, so I would say I vote kind of lean towards that a little bit more for sure.
Democrat? Okay. So the next question is that a strong or not too strong Democrat? Like, you might have your mind open sometimes for different opinions.
Yeah, I would say I'm kind of more middle of the road. I'm not a real extreme,
okay.
Kind of left.
So not too strong then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, yeah, as far as the current presidency and what they've done, I think they've done a good job, so I would say satisfied.
Satisfied, okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that, some people, they want their members of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 100 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on, okay? Now, 10 means you're most important, 5 means is somewhat important, and 0 is not important at all. So I'm going to read you a list of issues right now. Funding for medical health services, is that important, somewhat, or not at all to be focused on?
I think it's important. When I was traveling in Europe, I was injured in... They stitched me up and sent me on my way. No questions asked.
Hmm. Okay.
So the fact that we don't have enough for our people, even, you know, as much as we work here in the States, I think it's important that we at least provide them with something.
Right.
An opportunity or something, yeah.
You know, that's a great opinion, sir, and I'm really glad that I crossed your path today. Just opened up my mind to other things, but today is about you, not me, okay?
Yeah.
So the next issue that we need to focus on, or you think it's important, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Well, I understand that there's, I would say, yeah, fighting inflation, lowering cost of goods in general.
So let's say from a scale from 0 to 10, is that a 10 on your list, or is it like in between 6, 7, 8, 9?
I think it's more like 8.
8?
7,
okay.
Or 8. Yeah.
Fair enough. So rising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations, is that an issue we need to focus on?
Yeah. And
10?
I mean, I work for a large corporation, and I believe that we all need to pay our due.
Yes, sir. Now, was that a 10 on your list or 9, 8? How important is it?
I mean, I guess if a company is, it's Okay, I would say it's more of a probably nine.
Nine, okay.
Because I know some corporations do offer incentive to their employees to donate and then use it as a tax write-off.
Interesting point of view there. Interesting. Now, protecting abortion rights is the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was raised Catholic. I honestly have five sisters. I think it's really the situation, and it's really not my choice. It's a woman's choice. So I would vote for, the choice of the woman, not government making the choice for them.
So is that like somewhat important, a five, six, or?
It's like a seven. I think
seven?
I think
okay.
Yeah, I think it's relatively important for the, again, my opinion being that depending on the situation, I think there's a certain term if somebody's not paying attention to what's going on with their body. Then, that's why there's adoption agencies and places to support that. So they need to use the access that is given to them, not just.
Yes, yes. Now, moving on to the next one, cracking down on illegal drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So is that a 10 again? Okay.
Yeah, improving that's a 10 for sure.
I completely agree with you. Improving K through 12 education.
Yeah, and again, my opinion is that some of it's been so privatized that I would say improving public access, right? Not giving special rights to privatizing. I think public access, yes, that's a 10.
Okay. 10. Now the last one, lowering rent.
Man, do you know where I live?
Give me an idea.
Bend, Oregon.
Okay.
And I'm a single guy with, my youngest is going to be a senior in high school. Man, I can't afford a place to live in this town.
All right.
Yeah. So yes, affordable housing. The thing is, they're building. They're building affordable housing, but it's not that affordable.
It's not that affordable. Okay.
No.
So that's a big 10 on our board, right?
Yeah, big 10.
Okay. Now, moving on to the next one. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 through 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you feel you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? So Lori Chavez de Vermeer.
Yeah, like 5.
5, okay. Now, MAGA Republicans.
I don't know many of them. My sister and her husband are one, and we try not to talk about politics, so if I don't have to talk about politics with them, it's all good.
It's all good,
so,
right? Okay.
Yeah,
so from 0 to 100, what would you categorize that?
I would say that MAGA people, I think, are I don't want to say brainwashed, but I think they're just using it as a means to say one thing and then actually act another way. I don't know. I mean, yeah, America, we want to make America great again, right? But so that part of it, but then the rhetoric behind, I worked in agriculture for a while. I mean, the amount of people that are able to work and then send money home, and they're good people. They're not criminals. I think there's too much rhetoric behind saying something that isn't true, I guess. Right?
Right.
So,
sometimes you have to.
20.
20? Okay. And just to add on that, sometimes you have to, like, live a certain situation to understand it and not just take somebody's belief over anything else, right?
Yeah.
Now, what about Ron Wyden?
Yeah, I like Ron.
So, is that 100 on your scale?
Well, I mean, I don't think I've ever met him. I've seen him talk on TV a couple times. I would say probably he's an 85 or 90.
85? Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero, okay. J.D. Vance.
I don't know. I'll just go 50 on that one. I don't really know enough.
50? Okay, so the next one is Republicans in Congress.
What do you mean? Oh, 0 to 100?
Yeah, no, Republicans in Congress. How do you feel about that? Do you feel very warm and favorable, meaning 100, or you feel very cold and unfavorable, 0?
I don't know. I saw some of the show the other night. It really turned me. Some of the speakers that are in Congress, the things that they were saying, to me, it's like 2. I'd give them a 2.
A 2? What about what about Democrats in Congress?
I haven't seen enough of them to talk. There's a few of them that are a little extreme for me, so I would probably say like 65.
65? Janelle Bynum.
I like her. I'd say probably, she was on the 80.
80?
But I think I voted for her. I can't remember now, but yeah.
What about Joe Biden?
Voted for Joe, I think, unfortunately.
both our presidents are beyond the age. I mean, we have the minimum age you have to be president. You know, there should be a maximum age, and they're both just too old. I'm sorry. Scale, I would say, if I voted for him, I'd give him a 75, 80.
75? 80? Okay.
80.
What about Kamala Harris?
Only seen her speak a few times on TV as well. I know she's intelligent. I'd give her about a 70, 65.
65? Okay.
Just don't know enough about her,
Right, right. I know it's still a long... Yeah, you're completely right. Sometimes you can't give your opinion if you don't know too much on something.
Yep.
It's just taking like a wild shot in the dark, right? I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
I'd vote for Kamala right now.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Real clear?
I would vote for Kamala Harris right now.
Kamala Harris, okay. And I know it's still a long ways off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez?
Bynum.
Bynum, okay. Now, even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Ramirez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
I would say a slight chance. I got some flyer from her in my P.O. box, so it didn't really impress me.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I think he's doing a good job. The thing is we need to keep NATO alive. We need to keep our relationship with other nations alive. And I think the support of what's going on in Ukraine is important. So I think he's doing a good job to keep, the world perspective of the United States is important to me.
Right.
Because I was traveling abroad, I didn't want to get bit on.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I hear you on that one. So do you strongly approve or somewhat approve? Because I did hear you say he's doing a good job a few times.
Yeah.
Strongly approve?
Yeah, I agree. Strongly approve. The unemployment's gone down. Crime's gone down. There's a lot of good things going on. He treated COVID better than, let's take a shot of something, bleach in the arm. Like, that's terrible. I know bleach is a cleaner, but it's not going to clean your bloodstream.
Right. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Ramirez is handling her job as member of Congress?
Again, I don't know enough about her. I know, she's, what district is she in? She's in the 54?
I don't want to lie to you. I don't have that data in front of me, but.
Okay. But yeah, I know she works, in a very, stronger Republican area, and I think she's doing, right by what she believes in for her membership, so.
So you're
would I strongly? I would say I disagree. I don't know.
Agree? Okay.
I don't
somewhat
necessarily
approve.
Agree with the policy, but I agree that she's doing a job for the people that she's representing.
I hear you. Now, I want to read you a little more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez Ramirez. So the first one's about Janelle Bynum. Let me begin. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community, a working mother and a local business owner. She's living in the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering costs of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. The next statement is about Lori Chavez of Ramirez. So as mayor of Happyville, Lori led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, sometimes over the course of surveys, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez after what you heard?
I would still vote for Bynum.
Okay. So we're almost through here. Please bear with me. Now, what specifically stuck out the most for you about, or what sticks out the most for you for Janelle Bynum? If you could give me like one brief sentence, that way I can type this in.
I think as well, she's community oriented and interested in making sure that the cost of whether it's daycare or healthcare or, many of those things are being addressed by people in Congress. Not, don't be flying ideas around and then do nothing about it.
So would you say that she's community oriented and getting things done?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, from what I've seen.
Okay.
I'll say that.
So we're almost through here. We're about 75% done, okay? So bear with me a couple more minutes.
Ooh,
we're almost
hot.
Done.
No, it's really hot, and I don't have AC, so.
We're almost done, sir. You got the most of the part done, so if you can please just hang tight. It'll help me out a lot. It helps you. All right, appreciate it. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to support her. 5 means it's somewhat, and 0 is not too convincing, okay? So I'm going to make this a little bit faster. Oregon may not vote for him. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposites to Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who still stands up to extremists and help flip houses of representatives, Democrats, so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists and to stake in the elections are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting Donald Trump administration. Is that convincing or not convincing?
No, that's right up my opinion, Allie.
Very convincing? Okay.
Yes, very convincing.
Okay, so Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are rising prices but not passing their profits on to their workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging and help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower health care prices and expand affordable child care to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. Is that very convincing, not convincing, somewhat?
I think it's very convincing. What's the richest American guy right now, do you remember? Not Bill Gates, but the other guy. He's totally said everybody needs to pay their taxes.
Yeah.
I don't think Donald Trump has paid his taxes.
I think it's the Bezos guy, right? The guy from Amazon?
No. Well, maybe he is the richest now. I'm thinking of older guy. Anyway, he's not Rupert Murdoch. He's really rich too, but he's from Europe.
Right.
It's the guy from Texas.
I'm gonna have to look that up once I get off.
No, he is a big advocate of the rich paying their fair share.
You said it yourself. You have to pay your dues, one way or another.
Yeah.
It doesn't if you have. Well, this is your opinion, not mine, right? So, real quick, for too long, people have been focused on the fights, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to be fixed where we are today, and she won't stop working and deliver the chances to our communities. Is that good? Very supporting, somewhat?
That's good. Okay. Yeah, that's a good statement.
Now, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools that we can be proud of. And as a daughter of a teacher, a mother of four, she has been a champion for our students in our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunities. Is that very convincing?
That's right. I mean, yeah. And I think that as long as there's people from other states that have the same opinion, you know, that's the thing. I don't want to exclude Oregon from the fact that that needs to happen everywhere.
Right. I hear you on that one. So sometimes over the course, and I know I asked you this earlier, but sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez?
Yeah, I don't want to say I toast the party line all the time, but I'm pretty democratic in my views, so I would stick with Bynum.
Okay. The last I raised about Lori Chavez.
Uh-oh. Are you there? I think I lost you. I lost you. You there?